Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at implanting the word changes lifestyle, based upon James chapter 1, verse 21. After making his comments concerning controlling our anger, James makes a proverbial statement about one's lifestyle displaying the righteousness of God. He states that for someone to save their soul, they must put aside one lifestyle and receive with humility the word of God. James chapter 1, verse 21. James is reminding his beloved brethren that a person must be willing to give up or put away their lifestyle of filthiness and wickedness and be willing to submit to the word of God and thereby change their lifestyle. This verse serves as a reminder to all Christians that they must continue to put aside evil behavior and to always receive God's message if they want to be saved. The filthiness James mentions has to do with moral defilement. It is making dirty the principles of righteous living. The word wickedness means having the attitude of doing wrong behavior without displaying any sorrow for such actions. These two words describe a person who has absolutely no regard for the lifestyle God would want them to be living. The opposite behavior, the one James is promoting, is the one that is receiving God's message with humility. It means the person has an attitude of submitting to this message of God, thus making it their own. They are going to embrace living the lifestyle taught by God. The reason the word will save their soul is because it is implanted. It is established or firmly fixed in their mind. God's lifestyle has become the lifestyle of the Christian, the way they live their everyday life. It is who they are. The major objective of every person should be to save their soul. This can only be accomplished by living the lifestyle taught in the Word of God. This message of God will cause them to quit living one lifestyle and motivate them to live another lifestyle. Focusing on God's instruction and embedding them in one's mind is essential to changing one's lifestyle. A person must exert immense effort to have this word lodged in their mind if it is going to be a continuous guide for their lifestyle. One must be determined to change their thinking if they want to change their lifestyle. It is not impossible, but it will require work. This proverbial statement by James can give us the assurance that our souls can be saved. Humbling ourselves by submitting to God's word and implanting it in our minds will give us the information and the motivation to change our lifestyle. Putting aside a lifestyle of filthiness and wickedness and practicing a lifestyle based upon the word implanted in our mind will demonstrate we are living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
All that I need.